You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Sexy voice together. Get ready to send the link.
Send the link. Pause.
King of the Court podcast, season 6, episode number 10. We hit double digits this season.
Yes, sir.
Last year we was on the IR.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That was a COVID year for us, I guess.
Last season was kind of like an injury season. Okay. There's a lot going on. What's up, guys? Nope, speak louder, Wayne. Sorry. Speak like Dutty Spice. You're too low.
What you mean I'm too low? I'm
good. Yeah, there you go. Thank there you go. Go. There yeah, you yeah. go,
Black. Like you're talking about Malika Andrews, bro.
Get excited.
I don't want to get this Malika Andrews right off the rip, bro. I'm going to let you know we're going to be talking for like a good 30 minutes.
I mean, go ahead. If it warrants 30 minutes of conversation, I just like if you speak closer.
All right, bro. hold on. Let me fix my gain and shit.
Man. Yo, how y'all been, man? How the week of basketball has been fire, if you ask me.
The whole season's been fire. I love it. It's the greatest sport on earth.
It's great, man. Love it.
It's great. I don't know about greatest.
It's the greatest sport on earth. It ain't baseball, Donnie.
It ain't football either.
It ain't football either.
Definitely ain't football.
Football's my personal favorite sport, but basketball's the best to me.
Like, of course. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't baseball. Don't worry, Donnie. We're going to do a baseball pod, too.
Hey, relax.
I'll do the baseball pod. I love me.
We're going to do a baseball pod.
But, man, it's a lot to get into, ain't it?
Of course. Let's get started. Hey. Wayne kicked it off with Malika. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
You ready?
Fuck Malika. Fuck ESPN as a whole crew, organization, station. Yo, bro, these niggas really got an agenda. And I really ain't believe that shit. And then I'm watching my son Kwame Brown. And Kwame Brown broke it down on exactly how niggas was gonna move. Kwame Brown said, niggas is gonna pretend like this shit never happened. When niggas start getting on their ass, they pretending like this shit never happened. Then they gonna put out a little public statement. Niggas gonna get on their ass about the public statement. Then they gonna send a front man, who probably a sucker ass black man, to come through and try to smooth it over. And that's exactly what the motherfuckers did, bro. On gangster, yeah. Bro.
On gangster. Kwame Radames.
On gangster. I fucking can't stand Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand Malika Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
Molly ass who. I never, ever, 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 ever want to hear Molly talk. The one time your bitch ass could talk, you quiet. I don't get y'all motherfuckers. I was so... Let me tell you why I'm so pissed off. You sat down. The draft shit that she did with Brandon Miller, which I thought was petty as hell, because Brandon Miller was a cooperating witness with the cops.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even charged. He had nothing to do with the fucking crime. You bringing that shit up? That's like saying, oh, Sean, one of your workers got arrested off of work 3 months ago. And then they bringing that shit up when you trying to get a promotion at your job. Like, what the fuck you
Can I retort? Can I retort? So Wayne, two things, and this is not, I don't like Mikayla Andrews. I do not like her. But did you see what Stephen A. said? Did you see his response?
You can tell you don't like her. You said her name wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever, you don't get the Malika. Malika. Right. Anyway, so let me say this first and foremost. It is an open investigation. The only facts you have are literally rumored. Hold on. There's rumored. There's nothing officially stated. Correct. Right? Nothing officially stated from him, from the team, from the police. The only thing we know is that it's being investigated, right? So, in the case where, what's her name? The draft kid?
The Brandon Miller case, okay.
In Brandon Miller case, the facts were laid out. He drove a car with the gun inside that killed a five-year-old's mom. In Alabama. He's part of that case. Hold on. He is part of that case, right? And for the example with Sean, it'd be like, okay, so you didn't know that he had this open case going on? Because if it go left, why would you hire him? Why would you take a chance if you knew he had this pending on his record? Now, granted, it's all good now. They found out he's innocent, but they could speak on it because the case was going on. Things was going on. You had facts. There are no facts to be said. And if you say the wrong thing, being the big corporation ESPN is, Josh Giddey will get him for the bag. It's simple.
Hey, So listen,
right? I understand, and that's the normal way to think of it. When anything comes out about our brothers, whether it be an allegation or a open case, something that hasn't even been, you know, laid out as fact, she's on TV right away. She has strong opinions right away. She has something to say right away. She hasn't said a thing about this. And they put out Stephen A. Smith, you know, as our face, so we can think like that, like, oh, you know, things are just going through the process. We shouldn't say anything about him yet, but whenever one of our brothers run into a little trouble, we're painted as criminals, as stupid, idiotic, you have money, why would you do that? He didn't say none of those things about Josh Giddey.
And on top of that,
that's true.
If we go in by the premise of this case, still developing, we don't have all the facts yet. What happened with the Celtics situation? Because the facts on who the woman was didn't come out yet. The facts on how the situation was set up,
what kind of relationship they actually had.
It didn't come out yet. And Malika Andrews was quick to say,
going hard,
exactly.
Yeah. Going super hard. Yeah.
And Stephen A. did check her on that, though. They did on live television. They did have a spat out, and then behind the scenes, she apologized to him. Behind the scenes, she apologized.
She was going hard on that man
every day.
RJ,
yeah, every day.
any man, and this is why everybody's just like, "Yo, where you at now, sis?"
Yeah, she deserved it. She deserved the heat, though.
Where you at now? Even how they was doing Kevin Porter Jr. All of that shit was alleged.
Right.
And all that shit is not, and all of that, she's, and the shorty who said that he did all that to her, a few weeks after recounted, she was like, nah, he never did any of that. And nobody went on TV the next day and said anything. See, the thing about it is, like, when we say shit like that is because they have such an influence and they go so hard that even though maybe they don't, you know, have an influence, but they kind of do have an influence on, you know, like, what'll happen as far as punishment goes. Because look, that kid got traded and waived, and he didn't do anything.
Exactly,
bro.
He didn't do anything. So where's the apologies? Where is the something should be done? Where is it? It's hard. Remember, he should be jailed, thrown out the league. Where's all of that? That we know it didn't happen. Where is the, you know? Oh, he deserves a second chance.
Right.
How do we get him back in the league? How do we get him on a team? Something. You know, he was wronged.
Let's create
you
know? An initiative.
With this situation right here, my man still is getting to play, bro.
He's still getting to play.
He not even out.
That's because the way the NBA works. Because if this was the NFL, the best league in the world, he would have been on the commissioner's exempt list. They would have took his ass out already. Just from an accusation, in the NFL will get you put on the bench, right? In the NBA, it's more of a players league and not an owners league. So that it's a big different situation. It's a totally different situation. And the commissioner, honestly, it's not a lot Adam Silver can do. It's really not a lot he could do, because if you look at the player association, they probably be like, ah, can't hold on now. You can't do this. Because, and then if you look at it, the girl is not cooperating with the police. She's not cooperating. So
yeah, but
who knows who put this out?
The girl and her parents.
We're not talking about league punishment. We're talking about coverage of certain players over certain skin color versus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get that. And she definitely, she's the worst, right? We could say she's the worst of the group.
By far the worst.
And you could say Stephen A's getting better. You could say Stephen A's getting better, especially after the whole Kyrie thing. Jesus Christ. That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
Bro. That was super ridiculous. So, right. That definitely looked like that. That definitely looked like that. But I understand why they didn't do it. That's all I'm saying. I understand. Because remember, you could try to come up there and say, yo, this is what I want to talk about. And the people behind the scenes can easily go, not with that and all that. All
right, so that's cool. And now that's another thing I'm going to touch on right now. It's clearly now that we can see that it's an agenda being pushed against a certain type of athlete versus other types of athletes. Because that Kyrie situation, they sat down and talked about that Kyrie situation for about almost a month and a half.
Everybody was tired of Kyrie.
Including myself. Brett Favre is out here stealing niggas' motherfucking welfare money, and they had one segment in and out.
Yeah.
Brett Favre out here stealing motherfuckers' welfare money when motherfuckers don't got no motherfucking money to buy no fucking food right now, and they had one segment in and out.
Like a bank heist.
Come on, bro. Don't even get me started on motherfucking Ravensburger and how they had that quiet. For years.
The greatest league in the world, right, Donnie?
It really is.
Like my shit, why were you on football? And I took even more offense to it is because he went at my man Dez, and you know, that's my man. That's one of my favorite wide receivers.
King of the Gridiron podcast? Okay.
Yeah, King of the Gridiron. We segueing a little football back and forth. That's my man. It's like, out of all the people that said something, Dez Bryant? Dez ain't even playing no more.
Well, Dez got some heat for ESPN, though.
Dez got some heat. He got some heat for ESPN, and then you know what it is, too? Because Dez got a pass, too. But that's okay. Dez is open to talking about it. And he's done things after, you know, wearing this all. So it's just like, that's crazy. That's who you're going to go after? All the people who... And come on. This is what we're saying. Like, it looks so one-sided. Like, so you're going to go after the brother now, too?
It's very one-sided. You're
going to go after the brother because the brother spoke up and see how his other brother's getting attacked by this girl here? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's who you go after instead of, this person? Yo, cover it. Nobody's saying anything other than, yo, be equal. We're not saying, yo, you need to go out here and try to crucify this young man on national television. But y'all trying to act like it didn't happen. You're not saying nothing.
When the
same excuse that you gave it could be said for any of these players when these things happen, and everybody goes so hard, there'd be no conclusive evidence at all. It'd be all speculation, all accusations, and everybody's speaking with the little bit of information they had, or the accusation is if they know exactly what happened, and they go hard all day, hard, not just covering it, going hard about the opinion, like be loud and wrong and strong. And then when the shit come out that this was false, nobody says anything. This is a sensitive situation. Didn't this break on like Thanksgiving? This happened like Thanksgiving morning or some shit. I forgot who I was talking to. Somebody was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, can you imagine like if you were part of human resources for the Thunder? And you trying to have Thanksgiving dinner? This is what you got to deal with,
right?
you know, his agent, the PR team, like that's insane, bro. Like,
yeah, and basically what our community is saying, bro, is that enough is enough.
Yeah, well,
just fair. We're not even asking for her not to cover when black guys mess up. We just saying fair treatment all around. The same that's way it. Y'all want to accost the brothers when the brothers fuck up, accost the white boys. Yeah. Up too, bro.
Equality, man. We can't sit up here and just act like it didn't happen.
Yeah, man. But I appreciate everyone's opinion on this. So you want to get into a recap of last night's games?
Yeah, sure. Start it off.
Say it again.
I said sure. Start it off. You want to go with the Knicks and Raptors?
Washington and Orlando. Orlando wins 130-125. Is Orlando for real? Are they a top three East team?
In a top three,
no, no, they're not bigger. They're not better than the best three. They're a top five East team, but they're not. They're not better than you're saying. Y'all saying, is anyone thinking that Orlando's better than Philly, Boston, and the Bucks?
I think over a course of time, and if Paolo Pancaro keeps going like this, Franz Wagner, if he's going like this, them two together are terrific. Like. So you look at Philly's roster, they got Embiid, Maxey, and then everybody else is good to good, you know, really good role players. But the Magic are deep throughout their roster. So maybe
Philly. I'm gonna let everybody go. I'm gonna go last.
Philly almost beat Boston without Maxey and Embiid last night. They took them. They, you know, and that's just, and that's bench work. That's with Tobias Harris, you know, J. Cole. How the hell did, like,
Dallas or Carmelo Anthony? Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I still think Orlando's too young to go against these, because we're talking about guys who, what, Eastern Conference are better if with Boston and the Bucks and with Philly. I mean,
they're 14 and 5. That's, you know.
Orlando Magic.
That's true. That's true.
Quality, Paolo, and I even meant to say, hey, when they get Wendell Carter back and Markel Fultz, they'll be a lot better too.
Like when he comes back, there's gonna be certain guys on that team that can't play, like are not part of the rotation.
Oh yeah. So, but,
so the Orlando Magic, the Orlando Magic have They got Mo Wagner, Franz Wagner, mm-hmm. Paolo Banchero, mm-hmm. Jalen Suggs, mm-hmm. Markel Fultz, Cole Anthony. Like you said, Wendell Carter Jr. will be back.
Those are all first-round picks.
Yeah. You know, they stick together. They'll be okay. You know what they are, right? You know what I'm going with? Yep. Could they finish top three this season? They could. Are they a top three team?
Yeah.
In the postseason? Like, that, like the question that was asked is, like, it's two answers that could be given, because yeah, they could finish record wise top three if they keep playing the way they've been playing. Are they a top three team? Nah. You know what they are this season?
What are you?
This is Sean's 2023-24 overachieving team of the season.
No.
See, every season has a team who we know they don't have the talent to match up with the elite, but they're winning games. They're very good in the regular season. You know what I'm saying? Night to night, they're beating you. You know, and I don't, and they maybe they're playing well. They're all getting their games together. Maybe the teams that are playing them don't take them serious because it's not superstars. Nobody on that team is a superstar. It's not a superstar matchup. It's borderline all-star play, right?
Yeah.
But they all can go out there and hoop. So it's like, for instance, Banchero screws my parlays, whether I pick him to, you know, get whatever or I pick him on an under. I just can't get it right, you know, with him, you know. Well, same thing
with him, you're always losing by like a half a point because.
Yeah, with him in front, I can't get it right. You know what I'm saying? Whether they over or under, but if one is off, somebody else picks it up. Like Cole can get you like 15 off the bench in like 20 minutes.
In a hurry.
He's like instant offense. You know, Jalen Suggs can do the same thing. The only, like I said, with them is that they remind me of like the Denver Nuggets team before Iguodala left.
Okay.
Right. Who else was overachieving one year? The Celtics. you know, well, the Kings when they first got started. The Kings look more for real this season, but I didn't take them serious last season. The Memphis Grizzlies, even though the whole shit with Ja, right? Like, there's just certain teams where you just know. Like, oh, forget the Atlanta Hawks team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
You know, like, it's not a team that we're going to say, hey, we,
because youth usually does not win.
They don't because they don't know how to. They don't have the experience yet, and they could be winning on energy alone. They could be winning on talent, you know, but it's not know-how, you know. I hope what we see is sustainable. Like, I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong about them being an overachieving team, and I hope this is, like, you know, one of the next top teams, because how much longer do we think Miami is going to hold up? How much longer do we think? I mean, well, Boston's look like they got to get a championship eventually. I'll touch on that.
Well, Miami's playoff tested.
So. You know, somebody like even for you, I hate to say for the Knicks, you guys can go, you know, like most teams can go in, you know, two directions. You can go either up or you can, you know, you can go down. Like, you know, for basketball's sake. I hope you guys go in the direction of getting a superstar or a better team, because you guys are like, you're like right there. You're like middle of the pack, you know, because you don't have any talent. You don't have the talent to elevate you.
On the podcast, the Knicks were 5-5. They're 12-7 now, and it's just apparent. What I said was they're going to beat either bad or lenial teams, and they're going to lose against the elite, and that's what they are.
I mean, because that's what your talent. You don't have elite talent,
right?
But you have better. You have like good talent.
Like, you have, like, you know, Jalen Brunson went off for 40 the other night. Randall, but those aren't elite players. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. It's borderline all star play.
Right.
You know, which is good. Some teams don't have that, or some teams may have one all star. I'll take the team that has a bunch of good guys over the team that has, like, with that one really good guy. Like, that one really good guy could beat you in a game, but not a series.
Nah, they don't move the needle in terms of you thinking about them, you know, winning a title or anything like that. They're going to be in the playoff, and that's about it.
A team with a bunch of solid players could still be a team with an all-star. It comes down to coaching. In Miami, they match it every year.
Miami has two all-stars and a borderline all-star over there.
They ain't no superior talent. Shout out to, I think Ben might about the best defender in the NBA.
What? You think he's the best defender in the NBA?
Sure.
You telling me you said Bam Adebayo is the best defender in the NBA? Why so?
He switches off on 1-5. He guards the best player, regardless of position, every night. And Adebayo is the best defender in the game.
He struggles in the front court, though.
Still, who are you struggling with? It's only two players.
Ooh.
It's only two players.
Ooh.
It's only two players.
Gimme.
Because he locks up power forward.
I mean, because he's the size of a power forward. He's an undersized 5.
All right, but it's really only two big men that you really gonna struggle with.
Okay, name him.
And he's still giving big men.
Name him. Name them.
Giving big men.
Somebody sounds like they're fighting for their life over there with a wire.
Yeah.
He plays quality. When he played Miles Turner, quality defense.
You said who?
When he played Miles Turner, that was quality defense. I haven't seen him play Jokic yet. Jokic scraped him in the postseason. But again, Jokic scraped damn near every big man in the West in the postseason last year. So
he scraped every elite big for the last 3 years.
I'm not. I can't be. That's really the only two big men. He locks Giannis up. Giannis don't do nothing with him. Giannis not going to the lane. Euro stepping, Harlem shaking, dunking on niggas when playing for fucking Bam Adebayo is the best defender in the NBA. He will never, ever, ever get escalated.
Yeah. Okay, you might be onto something. I'm not going to say anything there. I just want an example.
The next game is Boston and Philly last night. Boston streaking by. Benchmark for Philly.
Hold on. He gave Bam 33 the last time they played. Giannis.
You gotta look at
Giannis does everybody.
He said he locked Giannis up. Giannis gave him 33. That don't make sense.
What was his numbers?
His numbers was 33, 10, and 5, bro. What are you talking about?
It's
Lillard had 32, 9, and 4.
What was his
shooting? Yeah, that was
his shooting.
Hold on. I don't see the shooting. I gotta look up the stats for the shooting. Hold on.
I don't see that.
11 for 16. That's efficient. 11
That's
for
beyond
16.
Official. That's Come a on, beyond dog. Efficient.
That's going to the cup and doing whatever you want.
He missed 5 shots, Wayne.
Giannis.
Uh-huh. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Giannis has pistol. My son played defense.
Say that again. Say that as loud as you were saying Bam was the best defender in the league. I can't hear you.
Bam is the best defender in the league. I'm not stepping back from that statement.
I just wanted to hear you say the other shit.
Bam is the best defender in the league.
Donnie, this is the same nigga that told us Ben Simmons hit 3 threes.
I know. He was hyped.
Nigga said Ben Simmons hit 3 threes in the game.
No. And he ain't hit a 3 6.
Nah, bro, Bam plays solid defense.
Wembanyama is better than Bam at this point already, okay?
At the end of the day, Giannis going to get his numbers.
Did you hear what he just said?
Giannis going to get his numbers.
No, did you hear what Sharif just said?
What he said?
I said Victor Wembanyama at this point is already a better defender than Bam Adebayo.
Get the fuck out of here. Victor Wembanyama.
He's a lot better. And people fear him more than Bam Adebayo, okay?
That's a fact.
All Victor Wembanyama could do is block a shot.
That's a lot.
He can steal a ball. He covers lanes, bro. It's not just blocking shots. It's about disrupting what teams want to do. And he can block off a quarter of the court. That's why they pull him out.
They play an undersized big.
Correct.
Undersized center. And that undersized center took them to the NBA Finals. It took them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He didn't take them there. He was a good cog.
In the bubble.
Good team, okay?
Who's the second best player on that team?
Them there.
Who's the second best player on that team?
Tyler Herro.
Get the fuck out of here.
Caleb Martin was getting more buckets than freaking Bam Adebayo.
Yo, what are y'all talking? Y'all really get out here and violate my son Bam Adebayo? Put him like 20 and 10 in it this year.
Listen, not violating him because we called him because we said Tyler Herro's the second best player in the team. The consistency,
Tyler Herro's the best is the best scorer on that team.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the best player. He's not the second best player.
Anything.
Okay, it could be right.
Yo, bro, Bam Adebayo is to me. I'm saying right now, best defender in the NBA. He locks up. We're not gonna sit down here and talk about Victor Wembanyama. If you're gonna talk about any young boy as a top defender, what's the young boy's name
that play on Detroit?
Talk about Thompson on Detroit. Don't be talking to me about no fucking Victor Wembanyama.
He's already a better defender than
him. He's not a better defender than him. No, bro, get the fuck out of here.
He better than the freak boy in Milwaukee.
He not better than Giannis on defense, bro.
Hello?
Is he better? Yes, he's better than Giannis on defense.
He ain't even the best African defender. Cut it out.
Stop. Oh, right, please, brother, please.
Cut it out.
But, yo.
No, because y'all sitting there looking at defense for just, blocking shots.
I'm not. I'm looking at block shots. I'm looking at steals, deflections, defensive rebounds. With Wembanyama, right? You say all he do is block shots. That nigga alters a lot of shots just by being in the area. Like, that's what I said about him in the beginning of the season. I'm like, I want to see the percentages of shots. Like how much, you know, of a decline do people's percentages go down when he's just there? Like, not even a shot he physically can test. It's like with him being within like 20 feet. Because he makes up a lot of ground. That nigga takes one step and jumps, bro. He can still block you from 20 feet out. Mm-hmm. Sure. Like, he's very disruptive. She could shut off a whole side of a court when he's there.
His block numbers are going to be crazy, too, because all his teammates are just letting people by him.
So that's it. Where that could almost be like they setting you up almost. You know, they just letting, like, all right, cool, we're going to play him like this, drive right into the help, and he's there, and you really can't do much.
Bam Adebayo's defensive win shares right now is 3.8.
That's number eight. I watched Julius Randle get Bam Adebayo.
That's number eight. That's number eight. That's number eight in the NBA. Top 10 in defensive win shares, bro.
Yeah, they're number one.
Who's 1, 2, and 3?
Come on, man.
Who's 1, 2, and 3? Because this will be interesting. Because Rudy might be there. I don't know.
Thinking about Rudy.
Damn, wait.
All right, let's do the next game. Memphis surprise win over the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Yo, where's Kyrie, bro? What? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you was right. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, well, no, because Kyrie Irving played like garbage last night, bro.
I mean, him and Luka have been playing very well, so I mean, you know, that happens.
You would think, though, with Luka out,
0 for 5 and 3.
No. Sheesh, 3 for 15, 0 for 5. You think with Luka out, he'd be more, you know, it's weird. That's just weird to me that he didn't go off the way you would need him to go off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's really your world now. Now it's your world again.
No, that whole team, it's still very good. It's, I don't know. It's just an off night. It's just one of those weird nights.
I don't think so, because I just think that maybe
are they going to go back to what they were when Ja comes back, because they're 5-13.
Well, they've been playing. I mean, as far as Kyrie goes, right? They've been playing really well, right? Off of each other, and now, you know, you may feel like you may have to do a lot more other than just playing, you know, like what you've been doing, and it's been successful. He's just had a bad shooting night. The Grizzlies were due for a win like this.
Yo, they need Ja back so bad. It's ridiculous, bro.
They do.
It's so ridiculous. It's sad. It's sad what the league did to that team, because.
No, they didn't. They taught them a lesson.
No, they taught the NBA a lesson.
Yeah, they did.
But the team
I didn't
suffered.
Say him. I said them.
Yeah, I'm saying, though, the team suffers for
what Ja did.
Yeah.
What did he technically do?
He kept playing with guns, bro. What are you talking about?
Is it illegal to play with guns?
Bro, after the first time they tell you quit playing with guns on the Instagram, bro, you stop that shit, bro. Come on, man.
I know it's illegal to play with little girls and niggas still playing games, but this nigga.
Oh, my God.
Is it on camera? Time out, Wayne. Is it on camera? Is it on camera? Is it on camera? And did they tell him no already? Did they tell him no already? See, you going off allegations, bro. You going off allegations. We seen Ja do the stupid shit, though.
That boy has caught speeding tickets going to that little girl's school. It ain't illegal for niggas to own a gun.
What? That's real?
Yes. Yes, he got 2 speeding tickets in the vicinity of her school. It ain't illegal for niggas to own a gun. And Ja got 25-game suspension. This is the shit I'm talking about,
yo.
Bro.
Yo, bro, he was dancing in a strip club with a pistol. Are you serious?
It wasn't his.
Is he Nino Brown, bro? Is he G-Money? What is he doing in the strip club with the pistol?
It wasn't his. Prove it.
He had it in his hand. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Stop playing, bro. Stop playing, bro. Anyway, he screwed the team. And the NBA really cut their nuts when they got him sitting. You know what I'm saying? Because I was excited. He's one of the guys that he was an AI type guy for me. When I seen Ja coming up and going and playing, I said, damn, this feel like watching AI when AI first came up.
Yeah,
it was that transcendent, and they were like, nope, We not going through that shit again. Uh-uh. And they said they cut the team. And now it might help with lottery, which is, you know, let's do that, right? But was this like, did he play the end of last year, or did they suspend him before the end of last year?
Say that again?
Did he play at the end of last year, or was he suspended?
Ja?
Yeah.
They suspended Ja right before the postseason. He got to play, though, in the postseason.
He played, right? Yeah, he played.
Okay. Okay, so he's just missing. What? How many games left? Y'all know? Do y'all know who he got left?
Got like six more.
It's a 25-game suspension.
Okay. He might could fight them back into the playoffs.
Maybe. I don't know. The West is
The West is scary, bro.
The West is really scary because I don't even think the Clippers are on the play-in right now.
Oh my God, bro. They got spanked. Who spanked them? Oh, my God.
Keep it 100. Let me see the standings. Let me see the conference. The Clippers are a lot. The Clippers are 11.
By Tyrese Halliburton saying that he's tired of being a loser.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, like, are you really a loser? Like, he's in year four, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming off his best year, he's having a career year. Are they losers?
Yeah, them niggas is losers.
He just left from Sacramento, right?
We just fucking talked about all these other niggas for the last half an hour. We ain't mentioned the Pacers.
Yeah, you right.
Them niggas is young over there, too.
Hey, they be lucky. They won that
in season
tournament. They lucky.
They not winning the in season
tournament,
bro. Cut it out.
Why they not winning it?
They not, bro.
They don't play defense.
It's a single game elimination, bro.
Yeah, but
any team could be any team in a given night.
The Atlanta Magic going on a 9-game win streak. You know that, right?
They not better than Orlando. They definitely not better than Orlando.
No. I'm just saying the Orlando Magic on a 9-game win streak.
Yeah, they cooking.
They're one game behind Boston for the number one seed in the East.
Correct.
They have the second best record. I lie. They have the third best record in the NBA.
I gotta see who they play too.
The Timberwolves are on fire. It's crazy. All the young niggas is wilding.
This is a good team.
It is.
Yo, Wayne, remember when we was telling you that your team is this? That young niggas is the second to everybody. Now you fourth. You got nothing to say now, right?
Nothing.
Y'all niggas got the same record as the Knicks.
Who's that? Sixers?
Yeah, you guys have identical records, but you're on a 3-game win streak and they're on a 2-game losing streak.
Quietly, Randall has been picking it up. He started so slow, bro. Oh my God.
Well, he decided I'm not shooting the ball anymore. I'm not shooting 8 threes a game. I'm just going to take the ball inside and score over people.
Thank God, because it was looking pitiful, man. I was getting upset, and I'm not even a Knicks fan.
Like, just stop, bro. Just
please.
Come on, Sean. You talking about my team?
Oh my God. Talk about my team. Talk about my team.
You got the audacity to talk about my team?
Y'all niggas got one more win than us. Talk about my team. You guys have one more win than us.
Is you even top six in your conference?
Seven.
Oh, you seven?
That's a playoff team.
Oh, so y'all some playing bitches.
Okay. Hey, listen, y'all on a 2-game losing streak. You lose one more game and you could be a play-in bitch too. Relax. y'all are not like games out of that. Y'all are another loss away. Relax.
Hey, what happened when you came to our house?
Who?
You.
I was at work.
Now you was at work.
I was. You should have been at work too, nigga. You was off that day. I was at work.
What did you do? He flamed you and your bitch ass boy AD.
It's okay.
No show. No, tell us about Tony. Can we have a real segment talking about how the fact that when AD played real competition, he never shows up?
Talk about it.
He never shows up. He
talk bums about it. Go ahead.
He bums it. He scrubs it all the time. All the time.
Talk about it.
Your man's never show up. Never show up.
Why?
He over here giving niggas googly eyes every time. Every time. Get inflamed, giving niggas googly eyes. Out here, I'm molesting Jokic when Jokic out here giving him 35 and shit. Your man's a scrub. Why is he getting paid $60 million? Why? Why?
I don't know.
Why he also has what Embiid don't, and that's so.
Yeah, you got it.
$60 million is kind of it makes sense.
Stop telling me about these motherfucking bum ass rings that motherfuckers don't. They ain't put
he
no
earned it. Don't say he didn't earn it. Stop it. He got. Listen, they paid him to get them to a place, and he got them there, and they won.
Who's a better player?
Mission accomplished.
Who's a better player? Who's a better player?
We're not. That's not the argument. That's not the argument.
No. Who's the better player?
Right now, it's Embiid.
No. Not right now. Not right now.
It's Embiid.
Not right now. AD and Embiid matchups. Embiid is beating AD 15-2.
Any AD, or you just talking about this AD? That's why I just said right now.
Any AD.
Any. You're crazy.
Embiid is beating AD 15-2.
Okay.
15-2 in his matchups. That clearly means one person is way better than the other.
That's a mismatch too.
Alright. Yo, bro, your boy AD is trash, bro. I don't want to hear nothing about AD, bro.
That is a mismatch bro, also, bro.
It's about to be 52.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
39. And he's still the best player on that fucking team.
Yeah, still one of the best players in the NBA.
In the NBA, right. On, he's LeBron James. So
yeah.
No, nigga. AD is 30. Why is he still getting carried by LeBron James, bro?
Because
he's fucking whack.
That doesn't mean because he's whack. Who? How many? Okay, let's be realistic.
No, let's be realistic. Give me
let's be realistic. How many niggas would be playing with Bron right now that would be carrying Bron?
Bro, man does not show.
I'm asking you a question. You saying why is he being carried by a 39-year-old? And I want to ask you, how many niggas can you parry? How many niggas can you pair in the league with LeBron right now that would be carrying LeBron?
About 10, 15.
Who? Name them.
I could say 3 or 4, maybe.
Maybe.
I say three. Uh-huh. Three guaranteed Giannis, guys.
Yuka, Giannis, Embiid.
You think they'll be carrying LeBron?
LeBron won't be out here wilding like how he got a wild for y'all niggas to barely beat the motherfucking
It's just because of what else is around. You gotta step up.
I mean, I had Joker, Giannis, and probably KD. Joker, Giannis, and KD or Steph. Could probably do that. What?
Say that again?
KD wouldn't be carrying Braun, bro.
You see what he doing in Phoenix?
He ain't carrying Book.
Well, they ain't played together all season. So
they have.
No, they haven't played one game, bro.
Kevin Durant and Devin Booker?
They played a few games. And they fucking lost. They got smoked out by the fucking the Raptors.
They played a few games, actually. Didn't they play together when Book hit the game winner?
I don't know.
Maybe.
KD didn't play.
They played. And Book been hurt all year. I think they might have played one or two games, bro. They really haven't played together all season, bro.
First team
it's
all
been,
injured.
It's been that's KD. It's been all KD, bro.
I mean, that's what I said to y'all.
But he asked, you know, he asked.
I don't know why niggas was excited to see that shit. Them niggas ain't gonna play together.
All I'm saying is that your boy AD. When it comes to playing competition, your boy AD be a no show. When he's playing scrubs, elite talent. When he playing niggas that he's clearly better than, is an elite, he's an elite talent. But when he's playing in comp, he disappears, bro. He disappears. He's a no-show.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
I mean, who's the competition?
What you mean? When you play Jokic, when you play Jokic, where was he?
Okay.
When he played Embiid, where is he?
He had 30 and 11 last night. Come on, bro.
Can I say something?
What more can KD do?
Can I say something?
When he plays, when
no, he's saying AD.
Oh, he said AD. Oh, I thought he said KD. Can I say something? Like, damn.
Can I say something? I feel like if we sit up here and compare their games to each other, especially when the other ones win, you can say that because Embiid plays really well when he plays against Jokic.
Most of them, every time.
We don't say that. We don't say anything about how Embiid plays against. We all we just say is, "Damn, if Embiid plays against, you know, everybody else like the way he plays against Jokic, it'd be, you know, Philly would win a championship possibly." Bro, you know, there's matchups that AD dominates, but you also, but let me just listen here though. Those are two natural fives, right? We know how good Anthony Davis is defensively. We know how good he is offensively. I'm not done. So you was just sitting up here telling us about Bam being the best defender in the league, but he gets killed by the two niggas that you just saying AD gets killed by.
Right.
And AD plays really well against Jokic on the other end as well. Them niggas is not easy to defend, bro. They're not the two best players in the NBA for no reason.
AD doesn't show up on competition, period.
That's the competition. The competition is them. That's like you sitting up here trying to tell me about maybe Anthony Edwards or one of the new young guys or somebody else and going, yeah, but them niggas don't show up against KD, Steph, and Bron. Like, what?
Right.
Bro, he don't show up on comp. I'm just saying what it is. I'm saying
yeah, but I used him as an example because he ain't in a – like, that's a mismatch for him.
Bro, all I'm saying,
like,
bro,
I get it. Like, I'm saying, like, nigga, JoJo's probably like almost 300 pounds, bro.
But nigga getting paid $60 million, I'm not trying to hear that.
For nigga, $60 million is a new norm now. Forget that. Throw that number out.
$60 million. $60 million is not a new norm. $60 million
is thank you for getting us that championship.
Right.
You are a top elite.
And what you can do. And what you can do when you're on the court when you're healthy. I don't care about these games in November and December, right? He getting smoked early on in the season, that's cool, you know, especially when I know we don't have what we need to back him up. All right, he getting killed. He really ain't supposed to be playing against them niggas primarily, you know, the whole game, especially if it's one sided. What was the secondary option? Who else did they put on him? In a series, and if he kills him for a series like that, that's one thing. In a you know, an Eastern versus West, you know, game they play two times a year. All right, cool. They got to play again. What happens when you do? And they go to LA if AD get his shit back and he has a good game. Then what?
He killed them when we was in LA last year. Last year we killed them.
I'm just saying that's last year. What about this? Okay, now this year we know we're aware of the record. We're aware that Anthony Davis hasn't hit a three, or he only hit one three in the 15 games or whatever they matched up against each other. All right, cool. Now it's public knowledge. What if we take it personal now? I'm just saying the guys who we saying are doing the killing and getting killed. It's the top two.
Sean.
Out of the top five in the position, AD and Bam should not be playing five for you.
Sean, that man is
30. Against two niggas that's fucking 280 in a piece.
That man is 30 years old.
What does that mean, LeBron, that he's 30?
He's 30 and LeBron is 40. Why?
Forget LeBron.
Why is LeBron carrying the team?
Because LeBron is a generational talent. Because
LeBron is the system. He is the system.
Like, LeBron's a generational talent. What do you mean, why is he carrying the team?
Right.
He's not Shaq.
How are you making excuses for these bum-ass niggas?
Why? Because it's true. Because you making it seem like Anthony Davis is a four playing the five. And you want him to play like and you want him to play like Shaquille O'Neal.
I ain't saying he gotta play that. Bro, he was struggling against Chet Holmgren, bro.
Bro,
Chet might be a generational player too, though, bro. You keep talking about guys who
you bringing up niggas that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to be. Like, you got to look. Chet Holmgren, he may be, I don't want to call him small, because he's probably over 200 pounds, which is still not a small human being. But he's thin. What is he, like 7'2"?
Yeah.
What's his wingspan? Like 7'3", 7'4"?
Yeah.
Nigga, like, come on.
And he playing like Dirk. Dirk in his prime with that fullback.
Chet Holmgren is a fucking rookie. That's a game that Chet Holmgren, that AD played good. AD had 30 that game.
Okay, so what do you say when Wembanyama had 38 against the Suns?
Man, 80 get paid $60 million, bro.
You're why you keep talking that, about this $60 million? How do you get to get paid $60 million?
By doing something.
All right, well, right. There you go.
So
nigga did something, nigga, $60 million. Right.
So
AD and motherfucking Jaylen Brown. Them niggas is in the same category with me. Them motherfuckers is overrated scrubs, bro. Overrated.
Come on, man. I ain't gonna let you say that about Jaylen or AD. But
is their current salary what makes you feel like they're under overrated? If Anthony Davis was getting
is AD a top 20 player in the NBA?
Still? Yes. If Anthony Davis was getting $45 million a season, you'd be okay with his play right now?
Top 15.
Top 15?
Top 15.
It depends.
It depends on who you ask. That's an opinion thing. But
you trying to tell me the two highest paid motherfuckers in the NBA is questionable if they top 15 players?
Because it was time for them to get the bag. Was Anthony Davis the best player in the NBA when he got that $130 million contract?
No.
He wasn't. It was just his turn to get paid.
Yeah, and he was the franchise.
You forget Mike Conley was the highest paid player until Anthony Davis signed a few weeks later? Was Mike Conley even a top 5 point guard at that time? Just his turn to get the bag. That's it, bro. That's how that NBA shit works.
Yeah, that's why it was crazy when Harden didn't take it.
I want AD to get 60 right now when he's not playing like how we thought it would be. So when the next nigga who's deservingly so, when Jokic is due to get his next contract, Embiid, you know what I'm saying, Ant-Man, any of these niggas, Shea, Jive, he come back when they eligible to get their next contracts, I want to hear ridiculous numbers too. They deserve that shit.
Speaking
niggas
of,
don't give you $60 million because.
Speaking of Joker and the Denver Nuggets, they beat Phoenix 119-111. Joker had 21-5 and 16 assists on 9-18 shooting, bro.
Yeah.
Is this the team that's going to go back to the finals?
I don't think so.
The hater in me wants to say no.
I know.
You know, I don't know. They're still really good. I have to see in the postseason. Because, like, right now, they aren't as dominant as I would expect them to be. If that makes sense.
Yeah, they're 14-6.
No. Like the way they win.
No, but the way they win.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're winning games, but they're not wowing me. They're not convincingly winning games. You know, they take care of business, bro. That's it. Like I said, the hater in me wants to say no, but they could possibly go back.
I look at it like a three-headed monster still, you know, because Murray didn't play last night and Michael Porter Jr. gave them 19 and 10, which they always needed. They need him to give them good scoring outputs, regardless if Murray's on the court or not. Because, you know, I was watching that game. I watched a little bit of that game, Joker bringing the ball up. So, oh, man, that team is so good, bro. They are really good. And if the game comes down to outscoring people, they can win. And I don't think it'll hurt them if it's a slow tempo game because Joker is just such Joker's unbelievable, man.
Wayne, can you do me a favor since you've been looking at stats? Can you look at Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic's defense in the postseason? Because we just touched on them saying that they can outscore you, but they have Aaron Gordon, who's their best on-ball defender, right? Guard multiple positions. Then you had Bruce Brown last year. KCP's a good defender. I don't know statistically how well Michael Porter Jr. performs, but I don't really see him get killed. And then Jokic and Jamal Murray played very well on defense last year. So it's tough.
They have good rotations.
It's tough.
They have good rotations. I will say that. They have good
you know, it's very much so tough on I can't even you can't even really say anything at this point, you know, about them. I don't want to call them flawless.
Postseason, Jokic had about 21 steals, 20 blocks, and Murray sitting out here about 30 steals in the postseason.
Yeah,
that's a good his steal to turnover ratio is a 0.6.
Yeah.
So they play good defense. I'll say that they play good defense, but I like what the T-Wolves have. I don't think they doing back to back, bro. I think one of these teams, the T-Wolves, the Thunder, gonna knock them off.
That's a bold statement. Now, that's a really bold statement. Okay.
And then we still got the old teams. We still got the old teams with a little bit of rust on them, you know, the little bum-ass Lakers and, you know, shaky-ass Golden State.
You want to talk about Golden State?
You can't sleep on that. That's still elite talent with elite coaching. And in a given series, because we a lot of times we get focused on players.
You want to talk about Golden State?
A lot of times we get focused on players, and sometimes we really got to focus on that coaching. I think Golden State coaching could surpass and get them past the Nuggets. I would say the Clippers, but the Clippers, man, the motherfuckers.
They got to figure it out. They have to figure it out soon because, yeah, they look rough. Golden State just got Draymond back, so we'll see, man. We'll see.
Golden State took care of them last night. Took care of the Clippers' other name.
Say that again?
I said Golden State took care of the Clippers' other name.
That's who washed the Clippers. That's who washed the Clippers. Golden State, bro. Oh, my God. The Clippers couldn't stop anything. They couldn't stop anything, bro.
No Andrew Wiggins. And Clay still.
Or Gary Payton the third.
Yeah. And Clay. I don't think Chris Paul played either.
No. The original three, man. They did their thing.
And Chris Paul been shooting. I mean, Clay Thompson is still shooting real shaky.
Yeah, he's having issues. I think because it's a contract year for him. Something like that with his contract. I think he's thinking about it too much. And.
Take that 80 mil, that little 120 that
they're
gonna give you, and you're not getting maxed out, big dog. Simple.
Say that again.
I said it's nothing for him to really be sitting down thinking about. Take the little, they gonna offer you anywhere in the range of 80 to 120. That's what you need to take and stay with your team and ride it out until it's time for you to retire, bro. It's not extra for the thing about. They paid you when your knee went out and your Achilles went out. They paid you handsomely, $180 million.
But he did play, bro. He came back and he almost won that fucking game. If he don't go out, they might win. That game is won because he played out of his fucking mind.
But they still game. They still rewarded. He was out for two and a half seasons.
Motherfucker helped win them four championships. Right.
All right. They still rewarded him though. They still blessed him. Now Hey, you're not the same player. Not the same player.
I think his opportunities are different. I think his opportunities are different.
Hold on. We just got finished saying no Wiggins, no GP2, no CP3, and them 3-1 you the championship. Everybody else got paid. Steph got paid. We not nothing to say there. Draymond got. They made moves to pay Draymond.
Draymond didn't really get paid.
Listen to me. Draymond, it's not what it really. They took no. Draymond, they took care. Excuse me. Wayne.
Same thing, Wayne.
They took care of business. They took care of business, and they took care of Draymond already. Klay had two potentially career-ending injuries, and he came back and he was Klay and helped them win that championship.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Hold on. Game six. Klay is a thing. I remember I was saying that shit before it became a thing.
Oh, Game 6 Klay was a thing.
No. It's a thing. It wasn't a thing against the Lakers because we got something for that.
It was a thing.
We got something for that. But hold on. Let's look at our last real remembrance of Klay was Game 6 Klay before the injuries. Was in that NBA Finals in Game 6 where he had 30 through three quarters.
Before the injuries, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
He's not the only one because look, KD got paid when he was in Brooklyn. He got paid crazy before he even played.
Yeah, he got hurt. He was hurt that season. That's the same year he got hurt, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, niggas got paid. No, I don't want to hear nothing. I understand that, but Klay's
a Hall of Famer too, though. Don't be disrespectful.
Klay's definitely gonna be a Hall of Famer, right? Hold on. Niggas done did Klay dirty one time already by him not making those NBA to any NBA team, and he lost out on $30 million.
That's not in the control of the team.
Okay, I'm just saying. The league or whoever
the
voters,
is what he's saying.
They did him dirty, right? Now hold on. He came back and was Klay. Right? It took him a minute, but he was Klay. And he helped y'all win that championship. And you took care of but you took care of Steph, you took care of Wiggins, you took care of Jordan Poole, you took care of Draymond, you took care of everybody but this nigga, bro. This nigga fought back. Yeah, I'm the first person to tell you these ain't no what suck. They were not watchable. That man came back and turned it around. As great as Steph has been playing the last few years, Steph is at his best when Klay is good, man.
Hey, you pay for future projection.
They won the championship. Hold on. If you're not going after nobody, right? Because we don't hear them going to look and make no trades and do anything. Because they tried that. They tried to go that route. Look, they went and they drafted Weissman. They ended up trading him away. You got Moody. You got all these other young guys. You got Kuminga and them, bro. But you're not hollering at them. They're not. We're not saying where they're coming along. And they making their way. But we talking about, like, if you're not going to go after nobody, you're not going to trade for nobody else, just get it out the way, bro. Look what we're talking about.
Bro, 120 is fair market value for play. Even a 130 is a fair market value for play.
Over how many years?
Yeah. Over four.
130 over four?
Yes.
Well, you just sitting up here talking to me about niggas getting $60 million?
Right.
120 over 4 years is fair market value. That's about $30 million a year for Klay.
Nah, bro.
Come on. Nah. He's not a top 10. He's not a top 10 in his position no more.
Nah,
he's not a top 15 in his position anymore.
Nah, man.
That's not why you pay him. You pay him for different reasons. There's different reasons to pay certain people. And he is part of that organization. He is part of the DNA of those championships.
Bro,
you paid him in.
All right, and we want to keep that, and we still need new players, and we still need other people to mold and get us to the.
Yo, bro.
Draymond Green took a pay cut. The only person on this team that's not taking a pay cut is Steph Curry.
Yo, Donnie, this nigga said he want to give Klay $30 million.
That's, yeah, he's tweaking.
Do you know how much Klay Thompson is making this season?
know how much you make. You know, like 40 and change. And that's what I'm talking about.
$43.2 million.
And I'm telling him take the pay cut.
Oh, no mind. For who? Who's he taking the pay cut for?
You mean take a pay cut for the team? That's this
for what? For what? For what? For what? I just got finished saying who. I just got finished saying who are you going after? What are you going to get? So what are you taking a pay cut for?
Who the fuck is paying Klay Thompson $50 million?
Say again.
Open market. Who gonna pay Klay Thompson $50 million?
The Bucks are paying. The Bucks are. Listen, hold on. It's a lot of teams that could use a shooter like that if it needs to get them over.
Don't got $50 million to pay Klay Thompson. So not like because now let me be a GM and let me be disrespectful. Go out and get the money then. Go out and get it.
To keep certain people, why do you think they went and got Dame?
No.
And Klay don't need the ball. Klay just needs a spot and shoot.
Let me be a GM.
Philly could use him.
Let me be a GM.
Boston could use. Who couldn't use Klay Thompson though? You saying it like he a scrub, nigga? Stop, bro. He go to LA. The Lakers could use him.
$30 million is not $35 million is not scrub price. $35 million is you're a good player.
You just upped it. You just said you was gonna give him 30. Now you about to give him 35. You about to get a lot closer to 40 once you realize what you're talking about.
I said 120.
You're talking about the second greatest three-point shooter in the history of basketball. If it wasn't for his teammate, he might be number one.
Greatest shooter in the history of basketball. Stop.
Say that again.
The second greatest three-point shooter in the history of basketball. If it wasn't for Steph, it would definitely be Klay.
Not the second greatest.
Who's the second greatest?
The second greatest, nigga.
Who's the second greatest?
Dame Tom, nigga.
What? Then the Splash Brothers? Yo, all right. What's next? What's next? Cause he's wilding, bro. You're wilding.
The ball on the floor and shoot.
His whole career is a 3-point shot. What are you talking about?
No. When the fuck did Klay Thompson put the ball on the floor and shoot?
Putting the ball on the floor has nothing to do with shooting, my nigga. It's shooting. It's catch shoot.
That's an aspect of shooting. If you cannot create your own shot to shoot the ball, you cannot be calling yourself the
what do you mean? I didn't say second greatest shooter. I said 3-point shooter.
If you're the second greatest 3-point shooter of all time, and one aspect of 3-point shooting you cannot do.
Let me tell you something.
One dribble pull up? You tell me Klay Thompson can't do a one dribble pull up shot? Stop, bro.
Yo, Donnie. Donnie.
I've never seen Klay Thompson walk a nigga down and pull up in his face. Never.
He don't bring the ball up, nigga.
Listen. This is a man. You send the pair. You nitpicking at a nigga saying, yo, he don't dribble the ball and he don't shoot pull up threes. And the nigga got 60 on 11 dribbles.
Because it's not his job to do all that.
11 dribbles.
Like, that's unheard of.
We watch a nigga dribble the ball 11 times in a possession. The nigga you talking about dribbles the ball 11 times in a possession.
Right. He didn't
and
even.
He got 60
without
and 11 dribbles.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, bro. Shut up with that shit, my nigga. Like, come on, man. Give him his credit, bro.
And my nigga, Dame had 60 before.
Not on 11 dribbles.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. A lot of niggas had 60. This nigga had 60 on 11 dribbles, and I don't even think that was in four quarters either.
No, it was in three quarters.
If you say Klay Thompson is the second greatest 3-point shooter of all time,
he's gonna finish it.
Right? And Klay Thompson has an aspect of 3-point shooting in his game that he cannot do. But Dame Lillard does it.
Dame Lillard has to do it because he brings the ball up, my nigga. Yo, he's a point guard. It's a different style of play. Klay is a natural two. Klay is a natural two, bro. That makes no sense.
He could catch a shoot.
Reggie Miller never put the ball on the floor, bro. And he's the third greatest shooter of all time. Time out, bro. We're talking about 3-point shooting. Ray Allen didn't do that shit. What are you talking about?
Yo, Donnie, you ready for this? Look, what records does Klay Thompson have? He became the only player in NBA history to record multiple games with 12 or more three-pointers in the season. He also has the most games in NBA history with 12 or more three-pointers, surpassing fellow teammates.
Steph Curry,
who has done it twice in his career.
Right.
I don't care.
Son, no, we're talking about threes. We're not talking about, bro. I'm not saying he's a better shooter than Dame off the dribble and all that. Dame is a better scorer, yes, but when it comes to three-point shooting, he is number two. Then you got Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. None of these niggas dribble the ball, bro. J.J. Redick don't dribble, pull up, nigga. Come on, son. You're tripping.
That's the game that they don't have, bro. Bro, if you cannot create your own shot from the three-point line.
You don't have to. Because the way the system works.
Let me tell you something. Go ahead, Sean. Yes, he Yes. Yes, he does, because exactly the movement without the ball, right? That's another thing, right?
That you,
okay, hold on, hold on. Then also too, right? You looking for the size ups and the sizzle. A simple pump fake. Oh shit, it's about to shoot. Get you flying. Step over. Three ball.
Dame does the same thing.
Dame has the ball more. Yes.
He does the same thing and more, and he does it from more range.
He has to. He's not a two. He's a one.
All right. So we on this shit. We on this shit agreeing.
I'm gonna just say this for Wayne, right? Dame is a better scorer, right? So Dame has a variety of things he can use to get those threes off. He has the range, right? You know, so that's a positive for him. He has the range where he can use those moves and take it out to the three-point line to score, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're sitting up here saying, like, better shooter, you know, we would have to, you know, give examples, criteria, you know, catch and shoot or whatever the case may be, whatever. I don't know. Assisted or something like that. But, like, you're talking about, like, scoring, because then we would have to compare him and Steph.
Right, that's not the comparison though.
Steph is better. I'm saying, if you're saying he's the second best 3-point shooter of all time,
he is.
Right. I'm saying, okay, you gotta have all the aspects of 3-point shooting. With
no, you don't, because we didn't say that for Reggie before, and we didn't say that for Ray. Ray,
no, no one ever said that. Right, that's not a criteria. That's not a criteria. The three-point contest ain't catch, dribble, shoot. It's you get the ball off the rack and you shoot, bro. That's what the three-point contest is. You're bugging. You're bugging.
Three-point shooting, period. If you can't come off a screen, you can't come off a pin down, you can't catch a shoot in the corner.
He's done that. He's done that.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
So I'm saying you can do all that. Cannot create his own fucking shot by himself without a teammate. If he cannot do that, then he cannot be the best 3-point shooter of all time.
Then you gotta take a lot of niggas off that list.
I never took a lot of niggas off that list. I'm saying that the best.
I'm saying you got to.
The best two niggas I seen do all five of those aspects in 3-point shooting is Steph Curry, number one, followed by Dame Lillard, number two. And then after that, you can start talking about niggas who can't do certain things but are elite at other things. Klay Thompson, number three.
That's ridiculous. Okay. All right, no. Whatever. He ain't even hit enough threes to be in Klay's atmosphere, but okay, bro.
Nah, he's on that. He's sneaky on that list.
Dame?
Yeah.
I got to look at the
like
list.
Number six.
Dame's already, like number six, mistaken. Number five.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Dame is up there.
Atmosphere.
Hold on, I'ma see. But y'all go ahead.
Yeah, he's at 2,435 right now. Damian Lillard.
And who's he right behind? Six. Who's he behind?
Kyle Korver.
And Klay Thompson. Miller.
No, he's not.
Nah, Klay's not on that list.
He's on top of Klay.
Klay's in the top 10.
He's number 10. Let me see. Dame is number six.
You're right. My bad. You're right.
And the interesting thing about Dame on this
I don't give James Harden.
The interesting thing about Dame on this list is that he's under 800 games. And he's like right behind some of these guys. Yeah. You know who else is on this list? You know who's behind Damian Lillard? LeBron James.
Yeah, I see LeBron James.
Yeah. Just another thing.
He ain't a better shooter than Clay, a three-point shooter than Clay either, but anyway. Oh, yeah. Oh, niggas ain't better three-point shooters than Clay. Listen, it's all good. It's all good.
I mean, he's not. I mean, nah. He doubled. It's all good. He
can
feel
how he feels.
He doubled.
But I know what I know. I know what I know.
He's played like 700 more games, almost 700 more games than Clay. So, you know, I'm not gonna say anything. I just want to let niggas know my man is top seven in threes made.
I have Klay Thompson number 3.
I don't know if Steph's record's ever gonna be broken. He's still going. He might hit 5,000 for his career.
You know what I'm saying? I got Klay Thompson number 3 all time. But one of the aspects of Steph Curry's game that we say that makes him an elite 3-point shooter is that he can create and shoot that 3-ball all the way from the other side of the court. If we're gonna use that as a determining factor to say that's why Steph Curry is the best, the next person who's great at doing that is Dame Lillard. And Dame Lillard still has all the other aspects of 3-point shooting, coming off the screen, catching and shoot, coming off a pin down. He does all of that.
Yeah, but then you talk about – see, hold on. You're talking about – this is what I'm saying. You're talking about number one options. Number one option, Dame Lillard in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My man ain't a number one option. Klay ain't a number one option, and he's still in the top 10.
Okay, and guess what? Guess what? Now you don't get the benefit of a doubt of being a number one option.
What do you mean?
Tough cookies. If you're gonna say Dame Lillard is a number one option, that's why he's all that. Well, then again, Klay Thompson, you're not a number one option, so tough cookies.
He wasn't his number one option, though. That's a fact. That's a fact. And then he became number 3 when they went and got KD.
Donnie said something very interesting, right?
Hold on.
Because now we're sitting up here and we're talking about something, right? And you said Dame is the number one option. Dame has the ball in his hands more. But then we also talking about Steph being Klay being a second option to Steph, who's the greatest 3-point shooter of all time.
Right. How does he not take the shot? How do you not give Steph the ball?
But then that means you're getting open looks. You're getting wide open looks.
That's not necessarily gonna take, true. No, that's not true, because you want to know something? That guy takes the shot.
So when KD and Steph and Klay was there, Klay wasn't getting open looks?
Klay was Klay regardless. Klay's numbers were like almost identical with Kevin Durant.
Can I say something to you?
As somebody who's a fan of someone who's played with, you know, this multiple all-stars and their career numbers dwindled.
Right.
Klay's numbers were almost identical playing alongside of Kevin Durant and Steph Curry.
Bro, that game that Klay scored 60, who else was on the court?
Who else was on the court? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I think he was Dolly.
I think he was by. So I think they were out.
Just him and Draymond.
Yeah.
That game Klay had 35 against the Kings. Who else was on the court?
Oh, I don't know. Can you? Where are you going? You asking the question, where you going with this? Because somebody, if I'm not mistaken, some of these games where he's been going off like this, it really just been Klay.
Klay gets the benefit of a doubt of being the second option. All right, God bless him.
That 60 point game was a kind of a like a whoa. Could it be like this or something close? If this was him all the time,
can Klay heat up? Yeah, for sure. Can Klay heat up? I love Klay, but Klay has certain aspects of his game. You cannot say you're the best 3-point.
So you hold on. Are we just saying that we can't say he's number 2 because he can't break you down off the dribble?
Yes.
Because we started this conversation off talking about him as if, you know, he's chopped liver and he don't deserve a certain contract. So now we sitting up here talking about top 2 all time, and so you're still going to tell me, or top 3, right? You want to put Damian Lillard in front of him. Right. So you want to tell me that the third greatest three-point shooter of all time is only going to get $30 million?
35. Solid number.
Next.
Bro, he's – bro, he's – bro. Let's be realistic now. How much you want to play K. Thompson? You want to play K. Thompson for $50 million?
I want to pay Clay whatever he deserves.
It's not whatever he deserves. No, let's be realistic. You're a manager. Let's just be realistic. We have a certain amount of money allocated, right, to play our players. We have two young players that's coming up for contracts right now, right? We got Steph Curry might have to renew his contract. How much money are we going to allocate towards Klay Thompson?
I'm not paying him under 40.
You're not paying him under 40?
Mm-mm, not a season.
All right, no problem. We're not paying him under 40. So what are we going to do with Kuminga and Moody?
Package them.
Package them for what?
If you're going to play Klay, if you're going to pay Klay $40 million, what you going to do with them when it's time to pay them? Somebody got to go.
All right.
Wiggins is paid already. Steph is paid already. Draymond is paid already. These two niggas come off the bench. They just paid Jordan Poole and they traded him.
So we're paying Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
25 plus.
Everybody can't go.
All right. We pay. No, I think Wiggins is getting paid 30 and some change. Mm-hmm. We're paying Draymond 30 and some change.
Right.
We pay Draymond 25 plus.
Right.
We're paying Steph 50. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna pay Klay 40.
Right.
And we're gonna and is this team getting me to the finals?
They have.
No. Is this team currently constructed getting me to the finals?
I don't know. We only 15 games into the season.
No. We can look and see right now. Do this team right here have enough? Because we're gonna have to gut our whole bench. We're gonna have to gut our bench. Because we want to give Klay 50. We want to give Klay 40.
Are we talking about this team this season or next season?
Then we got to pay him.
You got to pay him next season.
All right. So now we're going to have to gut our bench.
Okay.
So we can pay him, or we're going to be in the luxury tax. We're going to be so far into the luxury tax.
Okay.
Is paying this nigga going to get us to the finals?
It's possible. If you get Klay for $40 million, yeah. You get $40 million, Klay, yeah.
I'm gonna sit down and hope that a nigga with an ACL and an Achilles, who's been shaky for the last 2 years, is gonna somehow reverse the hands of time and go back 5 years to when he was balling.
So can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Then why do teams keep trading for Kevin Durant?
KD still is hooping.
Huh?
KD is still hooping. Go look at his numbers, but he's still hooping.
But what's the okay? So I had this conversation with Chris the other morning. Me, Chris, and Antoine were just talking, and I said, "What has he done since 2019?"
KD is still hooping. He's still
How many All Star games has he even played in since then?
Still a top 10 scorer in the NBA right now. I think top.
Okay, he's a top 10 scorer. Very good in the postseason. How far has he went in the postseason since he's played on the Warriors? He hasn't been out the second round since.
Second round and out, yeah.
Right.
All right.
So the Brooklyn Nets, the Suns, so we're just gonna just keep signing him and trading away our young pieces and things like that or whatever to just get to the second round. Does the Phoenix Suns team just went to the finals before?
KD's an elite second option. They paying him to be what they hope he's gonna be.
Okay, he's been hurt again.
KD out here giving you 31 points a game.
Okay, and Booker's been hurt again.
Yeah, facts.
And Beal's been hurt again.
Facts.
That team doesn't have a bench. Is that team going to the NBA Finals?
Hell no.
Okay, well, but then they ain't the only ones.
Tyron, you see, this is what I'm talking about. You come with these facetious arguments.
The Lakers, we just spoke about Anthony Davis getting $60 million.
KD is giving you 31 points on 50.
In the regular season.
On 50-50 splits.
In the regular season.
He's shooting 50 for the field goal, and he's shooting 50 for the three-point line.
In the regular season.
and you trying to tell, and he really came at a cheap price because they called KD for less than $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
They got him for less than $200 million.
Okay.
They told him they ain't giving him no fucking 30 points a game.
Okay.
You want to give him the same type of bread they pay KD right now?
I don't want to give him the same amount of money, but you just said, is this team going to get me to the finals because of his injury history?
I'm saying right now, bro, he's not even a star quality player as Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a top 10 player.
I'm just giving. All right, so what about Bradley Beal?
Top 10 player in the NBA money.
What about Bradley Beal?
Bradley Beal's a fucking scrub. I wouldn't pay Bradley Beal a damn dime.
I don't know if he's a scrub. Bradley Beal's a scrub now. Yo. We got some games tonight. Spent a lot of time on Klay
Thompson.
Yeah, speaking of Klay Thompson, we got the Warriors versus the Clippers. Who you got, Sean?
The haters gonna come out.
The way they played the other night, I would say the Warriors. I say the Warriors too.
The Clippers gonna get their get back tonight. Everybody was on fire. What's the white boy name to come off the bench on the Warriors?
Oh,
I forget his name.
I forgot his name. Cooking. Yeah, he was cooking.
He the Warriors. Was cooking. He was Everybody cooking. Was hitting. The three of them looked like the three of them again.
Yeah, they did look good. They look like they gelled.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why I have so much like faith. Maybe it's probably working that I keep saying, yeah, the Clippers, because they keep sliding further down.
They keep losing. Cut that shit out, bro.
Maybe it's working.
My nigga Kawhi can't take it.
He can't. He fell to his knees, all kind of shit. He's out of there. But you know, I'll wait a little bit more in the season before I get more into that. I just seen a few things in there, a few indicators that tells me he's out of there.
It's the final stop for a lot of niggas on that team,
bro. It's the final stop for a lot of niggas in the league. Did y'all see that interaction? Speaking of the Clippers, I'm taking the Clippers. Did you guys see that interaction with Russ the other night? Yes, no? In the fan? Can't hear you, Wayne.
Russ in the fan? Or-
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always Russ and the fans.
It is.
Yeah, I seen it. Oh, man.
What happened? I heard what happened. I didn't see what happened.
Is this always something with him and a fan, bro? Like,
well, they think it's okay to disrespect Russ. And
why?
I don't know. It's his personality. I ain't going for it. So some niggas got personalities that, and you know, and he's a player where everyone knows you can get a rise out of, right? Because he's so passionate. He's so passionate about playing the game. And I think a lot of the other players don't give it as much attention as he does. I think he takes it like extremely personal.
Bro, everybody?
Well, I mean, we don't know what they're saying to him, right? It's kind of crazy some of the shit they be saying to him, you know. So I mean, it has to stop. I mean, with him, I get it though. It's you can't just say whatever the fuck you want, bro.
Bro,
I don't care how much you pay for a ticket. You ain't gonna call me. I mean, that's a way to get out the game too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be like, oh, I want to get into it with the fans. Gonna get smoked. That's the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, you don't want niggas suspecting you, your family, whatever the case may be, but this is like, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't see no point in arguing with these motherfuckers. You're never going to see these niggas again in your life. And if you do see these niggas again in your life, they're paying to come see you.
But then again, like, I don't know what's being said, you know, so it's easy for us to just be like, right, yeah, shut up, don't say that, da da da, whatever the case may be, but like, we don't know.
Because any random person could start an issue with you, right, in the street,
right?
And depending on how you feel that day, you might do something, you might not, right? That's literally, but imagine being at work and somebody talking shit to you. You at work and you know there's nothing you could do because you at work. You're like, well, damn, bro, you lucky. And not only are you at work, and millions of people are watching you work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine doing our regular jobs, and some offbeat person just come up and say, yo, you ain't shit, bro. You ain't doing that, right? You're terrible. Look at your staff, the blah, 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 blah. Like, you know what I mean? You don't do nothing for them. You'd be like, yo, hold on, hold on. You don't even know me. Who are you to judge? Like, where you come from? You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I get it. I get it, bro. And heckling is cool to a certain extent. Heckling is always cool to a certain extent. But they be talking about his family, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Why? Why?
I don't know, bro. I'm not one of those That's type of fans. That's what I want
to know. Why? Why is it like... I buy my ticket to fuck with Russ tonight. What are you doing? And how do we all know that? Is there like a secret like fan society, like group that's like, oh, Russ is coming to our city today. These are the cue words.
Let's get him to piss him off, right?
Just, yeah, like what is it? No, but it's just him.
It he makes it known. Oh, if you call him Westbrook or if you say some shit about his family, he gonna go crazy. And niggas just... Niggas be doing shit just to get a
rile
out of you. Like, niggas do this shit just to fuck with you.
Yeah, but I've seen videos where, like, Devin Booker just got a video out where he's like, shut the fuck up or something like that to somebody and kept it moving. You know what I mean? And, and he probably told him that because he kept yakking. It happens, bro. It happens.
So you don't think niggas heckle him on the street?
To his face?
I'm just saying, you don't think niggas drive by? I mean, because clearly everybody's be heckling him, so I can only imagine niggas could be driving by and fucking...
Not the niggas that look like that. I don't think the niggas who look like that do. Nah.
Could be driving by in traffic and just be like... It almost looks like he gets heckled everywhere. This is like every team he plays for.
I don't know. This right
here. It's always on the road, so, you know.
It's always on the road, and it's every team that he's played for, so it's not like... He only got heckled in OKC. He only got heckled in Houston. He only got heckled in Washington. He only got heckled on the Lakers. He only got heckled on the Clippers. Like, this is everywhere he goes.
But keep it honest, Zach, he wasn't getting heckled when it MVP season.
No, niggas ain't going to heckle you when you win it. Everybody
they like them. Yeah, that's when the people like you, bro. I mean, people got a disdain for Russ. And I think it's because I don't know what is the reason. Because he's been a loyal guy. He's been good. He just get at it with the fans, bro. And I think they just talking customer. Him. Yeah, they target him. They target him. They target him.
The whole the people to go at it with the paying customer. While you at work?
While you at work though? You at work though? I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. I don't know. I just know how I would feel personally. I'd be upset too. Cause I'd be like, bro, really? Like, you came here to talk shit to just me? Like to me like this? Like, what did I do to warrant disrespect like that? To where you gotta talk about my wife and kids.
You That's what I want to know. Why?
I don't know. I have no comment. I have no comment for it.
That just sucks, bro.
It's terrible, bro. Yo, Wayne, who you taking, Wayne? Warriors or Clippers, bro?
I'm back with the Warriors again. They got the second best shooter all the time.
Here you go. All right. Timberwolves, Hornets. Who we taking?
Wolves.
Wayne?
The Wolves.
I'll take the Wolves.
I like that small forward on the Wolves. Him and Edwards, they got a nice little defensive setup right there. With Gobert too. Gobert be doing his shit. But yeah, and that small forward and Edwards, that's a nice little defensive setup. I like that.
Okay. Man. Cavaliers Pistons.
I think it's in Detroit. Pistons lost like 15, 16 straight.
Hey. I'm going with the Pistons.
You think the Pistons are going to win this game?
After I seen the Cavs lose to the fucking Portland Trailblazers, I have no faith in that bum-ass team no more. I'm going with the Pistons.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going with the Pistons. The Cavs...
Oh, the Warriors and Clippers play early.
The Cavs front court is so fucking shaky.
Them niggas play at 4 o'clock? That's crazy. Okay, Donnie, go down the list. Next team. Yes, no, maybe so.
My bad. I'm Wayne. Talking Magic Nets. I was looking at the joint.
I'm going with the Nets at home. I should go to this game. I'm not doing anything. I haven't been to a basketball game all season.
That ain't the game to go to.
As well as Orlando Magic are playing right now?
I mean,
it's a cheap ticket.
Yeah, it should be a cheap seat.
Okay. Hawks, Bucks.
Hawks, Bucks? Oh, I'm taking the Bucks.
Okay. Bucks are at home. Pelicans versus the Bulls. This is a game I will watch.
Shit, the way the Bulls played against the Bucks the other night, holy shit, bro. Kobe White was cooking.
Yeah.
And what son, who's the Laker? Caruso. Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, but they can't win. Their record is terrible.
I think the Pelicans lost last night, though. Right? Oh, no, they won. They won. They beat my Spurs. They beat my Spurs. But
Pelicans 11-9.
My man, your man Zion didn't have a great game, but he been playing out of his mind.
He was playing very well. Front. My son Chubbs. Chubbs, man. Fat camp was cool.
You know what I'm waiting for.
What's that?
You know what I'm waiting for him to hit that. Once he hit that injury, that's it, bro.
Oh, come on.
Once he hit the injury, season over. See you next year, Zion. See you next year, my nigga.
Man, don't do that to my man.
Nah, I like the way he play. I like
because we learned a lot about him this summer.
He a freak boy, nigga. That's what he learned.
To stay healthy.
He a country freak boy, but yeah. Anyway, I'm taking the Pelicans, man. I like the Pelicans, man.
I'm so mad we wasn't recording during that shit because that girl is fucking hilarious.
Bro,
that girl's tweets were fucking hilarious. Screaming at work. Heat versus Pacers.
Is Jimmy playing? I need to know what Jimmy doing. If Jimmy playing, I got the Heat. Right, wait, where? Yeah, I got the Heat. I got the Heat.
Miami's at home.
Oh, yo, who you just said you took?
Me or Wayne? I can't hear Wayne.
I can't hear him either.
Oh, Pacers.
Oh, over the defender of the year? Bam Adebayo?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Grizzlies versus the Sun.
Oh, Phoenix.
I hope so.
Even though
Grizzlies just pulled off a nice little victory against the Mavericks.
Yeah, I think that shit stops. I think that
it could be Phoenix, turning around.
Phoenix lost a big game against Denver. I think they beat the boys tonight.
Only got about 7 or 8 games before Ja comes back. Thunder versus the Mavericks. It's a goodie.
Oh, if Doncic ain't playing, then I'm taking the Thunder. Because after the way Kyrie played last night, that team looks pitiful without Luka.
Terrible. Trailblazers versus the Jazz.
Utah.
That's the bum bowl right here.
Yeah, I'll take Utah.
Kings versus the Nuggets. Kings are at home.
Nuggets.
Okay, that's fair. Sacramento's tough.
Yeah, but I think they got the remedy for Sacramento because they built the same, but I still don't think Sabonis is big enough to guard that. So
no, he's not. Jokic is too much.
Yeah.
Rockets versus Lakers. Lakers are at home.
Dylan Brooks going to play like he a LeBron stopper, but I think LeBron and them boys beat him, man. Because that last shit was a meme fest, dog. That shit had me crying.
Yeah.
I like Dylan Brooks, man. I get pissed that people don't like him, man. I like him. I like the way he play.
I mean, because it's not that era of basketball. Like the two people I don't want to say hate, but the two people don't like the most in the league would be two of the most loved players back in the day.
I think
Dylan Brooks and Draymond Green.
Yeah,
Draymond would not be doing that back in the day.
Okay,
we're not doing that. We already had that conversation, bro. But I love Dylan Brooks. I love the way he played. I just like guys who play like that. I mean, it's annoying, and I hated playing against guys who play like that, but it's necessary. I think it's super necessary.
I hate it because you have to have a focus on it. And we know you don't have to focus on it, but at some point, there's going to have to be a focus on it. I think like, you're gonna have to do something because he's like because he's not bad. You mm-hmm. know, the thing about it with him is that he'll sneak 30 on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the also thing about it is that he can pick you up full court for an entire game. So now you got to do shit. You got to, you know, screen to get him off you. You know, you got to, you may have to play with your back to the basket a little bit more or play from a certain area. He's good, man. I ain't gonna front on him. He deserves the money that he got. I wish that whole shit didn't happen in Memphis the way it did because, you know, it's funny in the time period. You know, we got them up out of there and shit like that, but we see how Memphis is struggling. And I just see how, you know, of a little impact that he's had, and him and Fred have been playing pretty well together. That, you know, you want to see that Memphis success again.
Yeah, because you were hearing people say get him out the league and shit like that. And I'm like, well, he played well. He didn't even play bad. I mean, he had a bad playoff, right? But a lot of guys have bad playoffs. It happens. It happens.
I mean, it's because you talk. I mean, you know how it is when you talk shit.
Yeah. They
want the worst.
Yeah.
But just, what they don't understand is that's prime time television right there. You drew interest into watching that playoff series.
If Dylan Brooks is on a contending team, right? That's prime. When they face a certain team, like let's say Dylan Brooks is on, let's say Golden State or something. Not Golden State, but like, yeah, or Phoenix. Let's say he goes to Phoenix, right? And they play the Lakers. That's gonna be prime time to watch.
I mean, of course. But I'm gonna tell you what something you know, in hindsight, of that whole shit with Memphis is that in all actuality, that what he did, even though they went out the way they did, he took attention off of that Ja Morant shit.
Yeah. A lot.
You know? He took attention off that Ja Morant shit. You know, he definitely, you know, was talking crazy.
Yeah, he was talking big time. Like, he was big time.
And you talking crazy at the wrong person. You know what I mean? Like, and they went out sad. Like, they really went out really bad. So it kind of looked like, nah, we want you out the league. But in all actuality, like, they were going to lose. But, you know, he just generated, it generated positive attention for him.
Yeah, I think it got, he got in his own head. I think that's what happened. You know, like, he got in his own head with all the attention and everything. But then you see in the summer, he had a fresh start, and look what Canada did. You know what I'm saying?
Canada did the motherfucking job. That's what they did.
So,
Shout out to Big Dylan Brooks. Shout out to Big Zesty.
Hell yeah.
Yo, King of the Court Podcast, Season 6, Episode 10. It's a good one. See you guys in a few days. Stevie, gear up. Donnie, appreciate you, dog.
No doubt, brother.
Yep.
Peace.